You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, YNR fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got some exciting May Sweeps predictions for you. Sweeps kicks off Thursday, April 25th, and I've got five big predictions I cannot wait to share. Please subscribe if you have not, and let's get into what's ahead. We've got predictions for Tucker and Audra, for Billy and Lily, for Jordan, for Adam and Connor, and also for Ashley. And in case you don't know, Sweeps is so important, so important. It happens four times a year, February, May, July, and November. Soaps write really big material, murders, marriages, divorces, you know, miscarriages, comas, all that to spike ratings, because the bigger the ratings are in Sweeps, the more ad money they get for the next quarter ahead, and the more likely your favorite soap opera is going to stay on the air and can afford to put on decent material. So that's why it's always so juicy. Let's dig into these Young and the Restless predictions for May Sweeps, which runs April 25th through May 22nd this year. My first prediction, I think Tucker is going to be in danger, and it might get Audra to change her tune. We know that Tucker McCall is the object of Ashley Abbott's obsession for at least one of her alters and Ashley herself. And it may get worse soon as we meet her new alter, the one that likes tequila and has a strong Southern accent. The writers did not put a whole lot of effort into naming this one because she's called Belle, I guess, meaning Southern Belle, which is a pretty prosaic choice in a name, but oh well, we get what we get. We do know that our alter, Ms. Abbott, wants to hurt Tucker, possibly kill him, and set Audra up to take the fall. And with Ashley avoiding being checked into a psych hospital by her family as they planned, I worry that she's about to come after Tucker soon and may hurt him. And remember, Audra told Tucker she didn't need a ring on her finger to have a commitment with him. But if Tucker winds up in a life or death situation, it may change her tune and maybe she'll say yes to the dress and let him put that ring on her finger. My second prediction, Billy Abbott convinces Lily to be Team Abbott and Devon freaks. My second prediction, I think Billy is going to convince Lily to get on Team Abbott, and I don't think her brother's going to like it at all. Right now, there's a lot of backstabbing and plotting going on at Chancellor Winters. Mamie Johnson expects Lily Winters to side with the Hamilton Winters side of the family against Jill and Billy, and Lily is just not sure about that. You know, Jill Abbott is her mentor and a very good friend. Let's be real. Jill took a huge leap of faith when she put Lily in charge after she got out of prison for that overly harsh sentence blaming her for Hillary Curtis's miscarriage and death. She was a convicted felon. And in the end, for that reason and more, I don't see Lily betraying Jill. Instead, I think Billy might convince her to turn on Mamie and the other plotters, which include Devon and Nate and Abby. Of course, that will rip the family in two and also the merged business, but I just don't see any other way for it to go with Devon trying to get her to betray Jill while he's trying to bring Nate back in, who betrayed them all, and then Mamie pulling. But we'll see how it goes. Frankly, though, these business stories leave me kind of bored, but that's what Josh Griffith keeps sticking us with no matter what. My third prediction, I think Jordan Howard is going to be either dead or exiled someplace scary. My preference would be dead, but we'll see. Although I do love Colleen Zink. So right now, as we're tiptoeing closer to May Sweeps, which starts this Thursday, we have a lot of buildup related to awful, murderous Jordan Howard. Right now, she has Harrison Abbott and Claire Newman as her hostages, and Nikki Newman puts herself in her hands too. The bottom line is, this is what, the third, fourth time Jordan has gotten away from police, either evaded them or openly escaped them and came back to wreak more havoc. So I feel like something of a more permanent solution is coming our way to make sure Jordan is gone for good. Remember, they killed off Cameron Kirsten, that blast from Sharon's past. So maybe Jordan is going to get the Cameron treatment. We'll see. They've killed off, you know, other good villains. They killed off Ashlyn Locke. They killed off Jeremy Stark. You know, they don't keep villains alive that much. So I feel like her life is at risk. I don't think she's going to get to enjoy that chateau in France and $5 million of Abbott money. I suspect somebody may kill her, possibly even Claire. But if Jordan does survive this, I feel like Victor might have her dropped off into a Peruvian prison or something like he did to Marco Anicelli as a form of permanent exile, since clearly she cannot be held by American police. All right, our fourth prediction. I think Ashley Abbott's going to hit bottom, but her French friend is going to get her the help that she needs. Last week, Tracy Abbott had talked Ashley into checking into a psychiatric hospital to get the help she so clearly and desperately needs. But that agreement came in a moment of clarity when Ashley was the one in control of her body. But then another alter is taking over. By Friday, Tracy meets that third personality living inside her sister, that southerner named Belle, who likes tequila and lime, as she says. And I feel like this is going to alarm Tracy and have her pressing for Ashley to go to the hospital, but her alters don't want her cured because that means the end of them. But on Tuesday, April 30th, we have French friend of Ashley's showing up on Young and the Restless. Dr. Alan Laurent is a psychiatrist and longtime friend. Maybe he's the key to getting Ashley back to sane before she hurts someone like Tucker and winds up in big trouble. I do have to say Eileen Davidson is doing solid work in this storyline, and I hope to see it all on her Emmy reel for next year. But I predict Dr. Laurent may be the key to saving her. My fifth and final prediction, Connor Newman and his dad, Adam Newman, defy Chelsea Lawson and also Sharon's advice. So this just last thing I want to talk about for May sweeps is Connor Newman and his OCD. He is getting therapy on the East Coast, far away from his parents, Adam and Chelsea. And those two pretty much remain in constant disagreement about what's best for their son lately. Adam's getting impatient and he just talked to Sharon looking for advice. He does not trust the therapist or their approach that they're taking, especially because they cut him and Chelsea out of Connor's life, blamed them for their son's OCD and his other neuroses. Plus, I don't think Connor likes this school very much. Remember, he begged Adam not to send him there. He doesn't look too happy when we see little green screen shots of him there. So I just wonder if Adam is going to break ranks, head east, and yank his son out of that program. If he does, it sets the stage for a huge showdown with Chelsea, who, of course, has Billy as her hype man, which Adam does not appreciate. But if this is Adam's plan, maybe, just maybe, Sally Spector can talk him out of it. Because what I'd really like to see in May sweeps is Adam and Sally getting engaged and being all romantic. But all they seem to talk about when they're together is Connor and all the other Newman drama. So maybe that'll have to wait for July sweeps. We'll see. Drop your comments. Please subscribe if you've not. Come back soon. I'm here talking Young and the Restless with you 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.